Blog Talk Radio. Temple The foundation was laid. And what I love about this is that the first thing they laid down, y'all, was an altar. The first thing they laid down was an altar, because the altar symbolized God's protection, God's guidance. And I just love it, because after they would give burnt offerings to the Lord, up to him and sacrificing, you know, to show the obedience to him, and that they were all in it. Also, it was a sense of guidance and obedience to the Lord, and God, and forgiving and the washing of their sins, and God washed me and cleansed me every day. And I just love it when they laid the foundation first, which was the altar. And it's important that whatever you do, you got to pray about some stuff. You got to pray about, how about not some stuff, but you got to pray about things. And they put it before the Lord, that everything they did, they put before the Lord. So that was the first thing they laid, the foundation, and they built an altar where they sacrificed every day unto the Lord. And they had all type of feasts before the Lord, and they followed all everything from Moses and everything that he gave, and all his traditions, not even traditions, but his formality, the way he did things. They all did the same thing. And I just love it, because in the midst of all of that, being in prayer and just loving who they were and loving the Lord, hallelujah, I just love it. I just love it. So remember to pray about everything you do. Remember to pray about everything that you do. Pray, and pray without ceasing. Just one moment. Let me just check something out real quick. I want to go on. Let me see. No sound. They said no sound on Facebook. Oh, my God, I am so sorry. So what I'll do is I will take this out because there's no sound. And let me see. Can you all hear me now? So someone just send me a text who have my number. Let me go on Facebook and let me see. Just one moment. I want to check it, y'all, to see can everybody hear me now. Let me know if you can hear me on Facebook. Just send me a message that you can hear me. Or send me a text. Okay, can you all hear me now? You can take it out. So, see, could you all hear me now? Good morning, Edith Smith. Can you hear me, Edith Smith? I want to see, could you all hear me? They can hear me. This is. All right, let me know, guys, before I go forward to see, could you all hear me? Oh, just one moment. Okay. See, could you all hear me now? I'm steady talking, so just see, can you all hear me now? Hopefully you all can hear me. Just waiting for a response for some folks to see. Just one moment. Oh, boy, let me see. Okay. All right, just want to know, can y'all hear me now? There's still no sound. Not yet? Okay, they can't hear me yet. Hello, Michael. Okay, just one moment. I don't know why you guys can't hear me. Let me try it again. Let me try this to my microphone. Just one moment. Okay. All right, just one moment, guys. Lord have mercy, and I am study talking. Tammy, let me know if you can hear me. Okay. My mama said not yet. So let me know, can you guys hear me now? Just type it in for me. All right, let me know if y'all can hear me now. Just type it in for me if you can hear me. Not yet. Still no sound? Okay.
I don't know why it's so sound.
Oh, you know what? Okay, let me just try something. One more thing on here. Let me see. Okay, so let me know now. Can you all hear me? But let me see. I'm not sure why it's not, because I know my microphone is on now. So you should be able to hear me now. Just type it in, Mom and Tammy, if you can. If not, I'm going to have to go back out and come back in. Amen. Let me see. No, go. Oh, could she go back on Facebook? There's no sound on Facebook. Okay. Okay. All right. Sound now. Okay, good. All right, you guys. I'm so sorry about that. Yeah, she can hear me. Okay. I don't know what just happened, but I'm here. I am here, you guys. I don't know what happened with that, but okay, we just going to keep on moving. So all of that, thank you, Edith and Mom, for letting me know whether or not it was sound or not. But on today, you guys, okay, so I'm coming from Ezra chapter 4. Let me tell you, the devil is a liar. Do you hear me? But I'm just going to keep on going. How about it said my topic is don't stop. So don't stop the work, you guys. Don't stop pushing. Don't keep. Don't stop. Don't get discouraged, because know that God is with you. God is for you. Who can be against you? Amen. So I'm coming from Ezra, and last week I talked about Ezra, Zerubbabel, and them, how they were building. God called them after they came out of exile to the Babylonians to rebuild the temple that was once burned down at Jerusalem, and how God called them to a work. And you know, when God calls you to a work, you know what happens. The enemy starts to get real busy. But when you know God, you got to keep pushing, and that's exactly what they did. They kept on pushing in spite of opposition. But what I love about this right here, I'm going to read you just a couple of verses. So Ezra chapter 4. Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity builded the temple unto the Lord God of Israel, then they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the father and said unto them, let's build with you, for we seek your God as you do. This is verse 2. And he said, your God as we do. And we do sacrifice unto him since the days of Eshadon, king of Asher, which brought us up there. But verse 3 said, but you hear what they said? They said, let us build with you, because we serve God. We worship him as you do. And verse 3, Zerubbabel said, but Zerubbabel and Joshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel, and unto them, ye have nothing to do with us to build an house unto our God, but we ourselves together will build unto the Lord of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, commanded us. But you see that? Because the thing about it is that when they came up against Ezra, not Ezra, in the book of Ezra, when they came up against Zerubbabel, and they came like they was free, they came like, oh my gosh, you know, we serve the same God that you serve. Let us help build. But Zerubbabel and Joshua, all of those who God called to build the temple, he gave discernment to them. And he let them know, you may say you worship God, but we know you ain't worshiping God. You may worship a God, but you don't worship the God that we serve. Hallelujah. But and so that's just a word for us who have teams and people who come along and want to help. But then really they don't, they're not coming to really help. They come in to destroy. They come in to set you up because they really don't want to see you strive. They really don't want to see you conquer. They really don't want to see you strive in life and soar. So they act like they with you to help build. And they act like they serve the same God that you serve, knowing that they don't. But they act like they do. But look at that. God gave them discernment to know good from evil and to know who's with you. God will let you know who's coming to help you. He will find the right team for you. But see, the key was they built an altar unto the Lord. So that was the first thing they did before they did anything. They prayed unto the Lord and worshiped, where God opened up their minds, opened up their spirits to be able to hear him, opened up their ears when they sacrificed the worship and gave God everything. And you got to be careful when you're working on different projects, because they knew that these men who came, they may act like, oh, my God, they really got our best interests at heart. They really want to see us strive. They really want to see us rebuild the temple, but they ain't want to rebuild the temple. And let me read what Zerubbabel said again after they came up to him, to them asking to build. But listen, everybody was on one accord. Everybody was in agreement. And even though they, not Zerubbabel, but the rest of the men, they were so fearful of the enemy coming up against them. Because you know you be hearing hearsay. And plus you know when you be on guard, because you know when you start to work on different projects and do things unto the Lord, here come the enemy messing, trying to mess stuff up. You hear me? I said trying to mess, because he can't mess something up. It's not over till God says over. He may try to stick his foot in there, but at the end, God didn't win. The victory is yours. So even though it may look like the enemy is winning, he's not. God didn't already won the fight. He didn't already won the war. Hallelujah. We just waiting for the manifestation, but it already been manifested. It already happened. You got to speak it. No matter how many court documents you see sitting at your table coming through the mail, just know you've already won. He has already won. He has already did it for you. So don't worry about it. But Zerubbabel and them knew that even though these men came along and they wanted to help, and they said, we worship the same God you do, and we want to help, they said, no. And they was frank with it. They didn't beat around the bush. They didn't say, hey, let me go pray about it. They knew right offhand because they were so connected to God. Why? Because they opened up themselves and prayed and worshiped. They worshiped the Lord God every day. That was first before anything. That was first before anything. So verse 3 says, but Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel, you hear me? The rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said unto them, ye have nothing to do with us to build an house unto our God, but we ourselves together will build unto the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us. Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah and troubled them in building. Ugh. You see that? In verse 4, it says they weakened the hands. So even though told them, no, you cannot build with us, for all the false accusations and coming up against them and bribing, sending bribes for people to come, you know, to warrant them and stop the building and all this stuff, it weakened their hands. Is that something what verse 4 said? Verse 4 said, then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah and troubled them in building. They troubled them because they were so fearful, because at one time when they was in captivity, they was a strong nation. So now as they come out, they was afraid they was going to be even stronger coming out. See, some folks don't want to see you do good, but you got to know no matter what comes up against you, don't stop the work. Hallelujah. Verse 5 says, and hired counselors against them to frustrate the purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Verse 5 said, and hired counselors. So they bribed folks. They hired counselors to come up against them. Now, how desperate you are when you got to hire some folks and hire counselors against them to frustrate the purpose to frustrate the purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Oh, my God. God, and a blessing to the reading of his word. I came from Ezra chapter 4, reading from verses 1 through 5. Isn't that something? How they frustrated their hands, weakened their hands to frustrate their purpose, And they did. They frustrated their purpose where they actually stopped the building process, even though God told them to build. But they stopped the process because they bribed, they paid counselors to come up against them. Then they took it to the king of Persia because the king of Cyrus told them, gave them a commandment to go ahead and rebuild the temple. But as when another king came into reign, I guess it was a new sheriff in town, came to reign, they was able to blindly tell this king lies on them of the building. Didn't tell him the whole truth about the building of the temple. And then he believed their lies because then they start talking about money was involved. You got to read the whole chapter of Ezra chapter 4. And now we also were talking about Ezra chapter 3 last week. And it's something because as the king, if you finish reading the rest of the chapter, it starts talking about how they sent a letter to the king and told the king how they were coming up against, they will take money from the king and all kind of lies against them. But see, they didn't come to help. They came to get in, and then they came to frustrate the purpose anyway. So even if they said, no, come in, yes, you can come in, or no, don't help me, they still had a plan to come in to disrupt what God had wanted them to do. Because, and just know that when you work on a project or work on something that God told you to do, that enemy is going to stick his head up. But you ain't got to pay him no mind because he ain't over till God says it's over. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep fighting. You got to keep believing God and don't stop the word. Whatever God calls you to do, don't stop. Even when you start seeing that enemy peep his head up, don't stop. Start threatening you with all kinds of stuff. Just know, hey, I know I'm on the right track. You going to come up against me, I know I'm on the right track. Amen? And even though we know we are when God speaks to us, but be careful those folk who you let on your team. Be careful those folk who you know don't mean you any good. And coming on your team really don't mean you no good coming on your team. Because sometimes they'll speak soft words and tender words to you to make you believe they are following Christ, to make you believe that, oh, my God, they believe it in your project. Oh, I serve God. See, you ain't got to come and lie, but see, they lied because they knew what the intentions were. The intentions were to frustrate them, to frustrate their hands, to weaken their hands. Because, see, let me tell you something. They knew when the temple of God was going to be rebuilt, they knew that Israel was getting their strength back because you know why? By prayer, fasting, and supplication. They knew by while worshiping God, God would start wiping all your hurt and pain away. And they know it fortifies you in prayer where you feel strong again and you feel like you're stuck again. So they knew what type of nation they was before they went into captivity. So now that they out, and now you want to build the temple, and now you want to get your strength back like you once had your strength before. Oh, my gosh, they were fearful of that. But let me tell you something, enemy of Benjamin and Judah, it doesn't matter because God is going to reign. God is going to make sure that work gets done. But don't stop the work, you guys. Don't stop what God has for you. Don't give up and don't give in and don't give up. Don't give up, don't give in. Don't give up because if you give up, it will never come to pass. But don't you know God got you? Fear not. In the Bible, that's all you see God is telling his leaders to fear not, fear not, fear not. Don't fear. God is with you. He is with you. Hallelujah. You got to trust God and you got to believe God that he is for you. If God is for you, who can be against you? If God is with you, you got to know God is everywhere you are. Everywhere you go, he's with you. And trust them. Trust them if he is giving you a great task. And sometimes also really heavy and they really hurt sometimes because you come up against all kind of obstacles. But start winning those obstacles either way and know that God got you. Allow God to reign on everything he's given you, that his glory will sit on everything that you have. Pray and ask God to come on in. Father, you gave this to me, God, so I know you can equip me to get it done. I know you can equip me to keep on running this race. So trust God on today. I'm so sorry about the tech issues earlier on today. I don't know what it was, but I know what it is. I did not stop the work, and I did not give up, and I kept on pressing. I kept on going. But I want to share this with you all, and last week will be the last day that we're going to be talking about don't stop the work. But I want to just finish this series that I was on about not stopping the work and not giving up. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it don't even have to be a project that you're working on, but just your self-esteem. Don't stop building and working on yourself. Even if it's your integrity, don't stop building your integrity. Amen. Don't stop believing God. Don't stop with your program in school, whatever you're doing in school. Don't stop. Don't quit. Don't give up. No, if God is for you, who can be against you? You got to keep running this race and doing what God called you to do. You may turn your knees and get discouraged. Keep on going. Keep on building, knowing that God is for you. Ignore those letters that come to the house. Just know that God has already fought the battle. I'm not saying ignore when you put it down and act like it don't exist. No, I'm saying if you read it, no matter what may we open up and what it may be, but just know that God got you. He already fixed it. It's already won. It's already done in Jesus' name. Just know that he got you. Don't give up on today. Be not weary and well doing, but in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Don't faint in the midst of being weary. Don't faint in the midst of being weary. Ask God to uphold you. Ask God to give you the strength to run on, to keep fighting, to keep doing what you called me to do, and to be what you want me to be. Keep working on that project, and don't give up on that. Hallelujah. Amen. So my broadcast is getting ready to come to an end. I so enjoy you all every week. I just love it. Don't stop the work, because I know, because I've been there, but I have stopped some things, and I let it just sit. And then God got to quicken my spirit again and say, hey, you got to get up from there. You got to keep on going. You got to finish off this project. You got to do what I called you to do. I don't care if it's depression and you've been working on coming out of that place of being depressed. Keep working on it. Don't stop working on yourself. Don't stop going to therapy. Don't stop reading affirmations. Don't stop in the midst of that. Don't stop. Allow God to create in you a clean spirit, renew in you a right heart. Let him create in you a clean spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Create in me a clean heart, God. Create in me a clean heart. Ask God to create a clean heart in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And believe that and trust God on his word. Trust him on his word. Create me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit, oh Lord. Ask God for those things. But most of all, pray about everything that you do. Pray about everything. Zerubbabel and them, before they started any work, they laid the foundations. They laid an altar down. They knew how important it was to worship the Lord. They knew how important it was for the protection of God and the obedience of God. And to hear direction from the Lord and guidance from him. Oh, glory. They didn't want to do nothing else but God to guide them. You want God to guide you and not do your own will. We fight against things that we want to do. And God says, I don't want you to do it that way. I want you to do it this way. I want you to do it this way because I called you to do it this way. So I'm doing it this way, God, but now I'm frustrated. You're frustrated because I'm going to say this because I was talking to my spiritual mother, Dr. Moore, and my mom, and I was saying to them how I felt like to me, but being in a place where I feel like I'm frustrated. But I had to get to the point of even when I feel like I'm frustrated is because I was trying to take something old into something new. You can't put new wine and an old wineskin. That's what the Bible says. So trying to fit something old into something new. So I had to learn how to stop being frustrated because I'm like, oh, my God, that's why I'm frustrated, because I'm trying to pull other stuff along that don't fit anymore. So we try to fit things that's from our past into something that's new. And it's impossible because God has a new way for you to do things. And a new way, and it's not that the old way wasn't good and working because it was for then, but now it's a time for now. So you, within that shift, you got to shift with it. So you got to allow the old way of operating not to fit into the new way because it won't fit. So when God starts changing and shifting some things, we become frustrated because we don't understand. But for me, it was because I was trying to take something old into a new place. And the old way of doing things is not how I'm doing things today, because I didn't call you to do that way now. Now it's a different way of operating. So now I'm not frustrated no more because now I have an understanding. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. So I'm just saying to you, you know, learn how to operate how God wants you to operate now. And if God is shifting you, allow him to shift in when you don't have understanding and when you feel frustrated because you don't know. Sometimes we feel frustrated because we don't know. But God has called you to a place, and God, help me to understand this place and let me do the work and don't stop because I don't understand it because you called me to it. And sometimes you won't understand stuff that God called you to, but you got to do it. Amen? So don't stop the work. Keep on going. Keep on building. Even though they frustrated and weakened their hands because of so much stuff going on. And if you keep reading, they actually stopped the work. Rebuilding the temple, they actually stopped the work. So just know to keep on going. Know to keep on fighting. Keep on moving. Keep on allowing that shift to take place because it's a good thing. Hallelujah. If God is for you, who can be against you? So don't stop the work. Keep pushing even though you don't feel like pushing. Keep pushing even though you don't feel like waking up. Keep wake up and dry your eyes and jump in the shower and keep on moving and let God continue to move through you. Hallelujah. So my broadcast is coming to a close. And thank you all for your patience on today. Amen. God bless you all. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I glorify you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Move like never before, God. Go before the Wilson family for losing their loved ones, Father God. Go before Lisa, God, and touch her mother. Continue to heal her in the mighty name of Jesus, dear God. Touch everyone that's on this broadcast, dear God, that we won't stop the work, that we will keep going, and we will keep fighting and pushing. God, we do thank you, God. Bless all of us and keep us in your care, oh God. Touch Sister Audrey Hill on today, God. Continue to use her for your glory, God, and send healing upon her body and touch her whole family, God. Touch all of us, on this call, God, those who could not make it on the call, God. God, we do thank you for your son, Jesus, dying on the cross for our sins. You said in our words, thou shalt confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. And I pray for my niece Nina on today. If God will continue to heal her body, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And go before my nephew, my great nephew, Anthony Clark III. Continue to heal his body, God, and Caleb's body. Continue to heal him, God. And touch my eye star in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. God bless you all.